Jonas, Where to Find You, in front of that one, Wiz Khalifa, See You Again, featuring Charlie Puth. It's 11:15 on a Friday afternoon, Friday morning, almost afternoon. It will be afternoon shortly, and time flies when you're having fun, and we certainly are having fun. It's a bit of a double dip today in terms of the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week, because right now, I have yet another, apart from Eamon, the regular Eamon Darling from Tops at Lifestyle, we have Barbara Milk in the studio, who is here to represent Reineke Organic Chenin Blanc. Wow. Organic means there is no nonsense in the bottle, only as nature intended. How lovely. Welcome to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about this Reineke Organic Chenin Blanc. What makes it organic?
So organic just means that we don't use, it comes down to the way we farm. So we don't use any harsh chemicals in our farming. We don't use herbicide. We don't use pesticides.
And do herbicides and pesticides find their way into the chain of custody, if you like? Ultimately, if one was to analyze in fine detail some wines, would you possibly find things wouldn't be too happy about?
You would be able to find traces of it. Mm. The verdict is still out, what effect those traces have on us as humans.
A bit like the inoculations against COVID. The verdict is still out, but the evidence is rather overwhelming at the moment that one shouldn't have had the inoculation. So one shouldn't necessarily be drinking and eating chemicals that aren't intended for the benefit of your body. Yeah. Mm. So this is the first wine that I can honestly say my mother would approve of, because it's good for you.
All wine is good for you, technically.
Okay,
everything in moderation.
I'll buy that. But this Chenin Blanc, what is a Chenin Blanc? Clearly, it's a white wine, but for those that don't know.
So it's a variety. So similar to apples or pears or other fruits, you get different varieties of wine. In apples, you'll get a Granny Smith or a Golden Delicious or a Pink Lady. With wine, you get Chenin Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc, Cabernet Sauvignon, and so forth.
And here on the North Coast a while back, they were growing Villard Blanc, which, have you ever tasted that?
No, I don't think I've ever had that.
Well, I'll save you the embarrassment. But moving on, lawsuits. Okay, so this says that the Chenin Blanc grape, sourced from the beautiful organic vineyards situated no further than 40 kilometers inland from the Atlantic Ocean. So does that mean you get a bit of a sea breeze?
Yes, we're lucky on the farm. We get it from two sides. We're situated in a tiny ward called the Pulka Dry Hills, which is just outside of Stellenbosch. And we're about 15 kilometers from main False Bay. So if you stand in our vineyards, you can see the ocean. And then just on the other side of our hillside, because we're situated kind of on this ridge and in the valley of this little mountain called Flaubert. And just on the other side, you get the main Atlantic Ocean, which is about 25 kilometers away. So we're lucky. Whatever breeze is flowing on the farm, it comes off the sea.
And with that comes a certain minerality?
There is, and it brings a cooling effect.
Okay.
It's lovely, especially with the hotter weather we've been seeing recently. It makes the temperature a bit more moderate. So if you have a heat wave coming through Stellenbosch would easily get to 40 degrees.
Really?
We'll never go above 35.
Okay.
Even though we're only 10 kilometers out of town, but we've got a bit of elevation, and just that proximity to the ocean, just it keeps things moderate.
And that makes all the difference, really. Plus, of course, you're in the decomposed granitic soil.
How do I know that?
In front of me are the notes. Decomposed granitic soil.
Yeah, we as winemakers, we love to use all these fancy words when it comes to soils and where the wine's from. But I think that's the one thing that makes wine so special, is it's the only alcoholic beverage that has the sense of place and the sense of time.
Okay.
And that's why we always love to speak about the soil and the sites and where it's from, because technically, that should translate into the wine. And that's what, at least for me, makes wine such a special drink.
Well, as always on a Friday, it's the tasting that makes the sense or not of what it is that is before us in the bottle. So here we are with a wine that looks incredibly, you know, when I say simple in execution in terms of the calligraphy or the heraldry that often one finds on some wine bottles. This is very, very modern and clean in terms of its appearance on the shelf. You won't miss it, folks. It's just a lovely plain background and a lowercase R.
Hmm.
Okay, R for Rennecke, no Rennecke. Doubt.
But it's got that lovely, almost spiral towards the end of the R, and that speaks to that natural ratio and this kind of respect we have for
Fibonacci
nature.
The Fibonacci theorem.
Exactly.
Here we go round and round, and it all ends in a good place, hopefully. So what do we have here? It opens with fresh aromatics of yellow apples, pineapple, honeysuckle, and a hint of yellow peach. So that's what one is supposed to be able to imbibe with the nose.
This is the first time I'm tasting this safe as well.
Okay. Oh. So the aromatics, the scent of apples, pineapple, honeysuckle, and yellow peach, which is quite charming in terms of descriptive narrative, but on the palate, and that comes from the first sip. Let's see. Hmm. Okay. The notes tell me lovely freshness and vibrant acidity frame flavors of apple and quince. The wine is fruit-driven and bright, with fine texture and clean, expressive finish. All of that is absolutely true. It's all there in the bottle and in the glass. Unusual to hear any kind of mention of quince, because it's a fruit that... rather old-fashioned. You know, it's not exactly available at Super Spa right now. If you had to pop in there and say, I'm looking for, give me some quinces, they'll give you a clout.
It's probably just the winemaker waxing lyrical.
You have to go further down the track to Tops and get the quince in the bottle. But it is lovely. It's nice
totally
and
different.
And also chilled beautifully. And on a day like today where the sun is actually coming out and it is becoming a lot brighter than it has been over the past few days, this would be the perfect way to celebrate that. Huh?
Yes, Dave.
What would you combine this with if you were to pair it with something on the table?
On the table, oof.
Apart from the quinces.
Apart from the quinces. To me, this is it's a lovely wine to have with crustaceans, so with prawns or langoustines or something like that, if we want to go for a more seafood angle. Or it actually holds up quite nicely with a roast pork.
Okay.
Because it's got these kind of fruity characters and it's got that fresh acidity.
And
it cuts nicely through the acid.
I'm just thinking about that right now. And it absolutely.
I've never tried it now with pork, nice juicy pork, sirloin.
Wouldn't it be... And I happen to know that there's a special on it there was yesterday. Hopefully you stocked up, folks, with magnificent meat from the Super Spa, because they did have a great special on pork.
On pork, yes.
But even if it's not a special, I mean, pork is an affordable cut and it's delectable when it's done properly. Mm. And to add to it, what about a little Rennecke Organic, this Chenin Blanc, wow, with the quince in the glass.
In the glass. You don't have to go buy it separate. Mm. Everything is there.
It's lovely. I mean, if you think about the combination of apple, pineapple, honeysuckle, a hint of yellow peach on the palate, the freshness and the vibrant acidity of the apple and the quince, it's ideal. It's an ideal summer drink. Mm. And you don't have to pair it with anything. You just pair it with your friends and have a really good time. It's a fresh, easy drinking. What sort of price are we talking at Tops?
$149, Dave.
Okay, so it's reaching towards the range where you have to be posh to enjoy buying it by the case. Otherwise, like me, I'll just buy the bottle or two.
Yeah. A bottle or two is perfect.
At a time. Until the next payday. No, it's not too bad.
Ration it in.
It's actually well priced for what it is, and super. Barbara, well done. This is lovely.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you enjoy it.
I think, thank you for not bringing Plonk into the studio, because then it's embarrassing.
Mm. I'd never do that.
No, and it's organic. That, don't forget, it's good for you.
It's good for you. Exactly. Yes. It's healthy.
There it is.
You won't get a hangover.
Ticks. Well, I'm going to try my hardest to see if that's true.
The rest of the afternoon, they have to try it.
Yeah. Well, and once again, it's been a joy. Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. If you want to try what we're talking about, the Reineke Organic Chenin Blanc 2025, it'll be available at Tops this afternoon from 2 o'clock to
2 to 4.
And then tomorrow from 12 to 2.
You can try it.
So you've got an opportunity to pop into a really fine emporium, well-stocked with the best when it comes to wine, and you'll find the Reineke Organic Chenin Blanc available, with Eamon and the team available to help you to discover it. And if there are other joys to be discovered, no doubt you'll uncover those too.
It's just part of the range, Dave. There is a range from Reineke of organic wines. This is just one of them.
Okay. Mm. Why did you only bring one? So there it is. Until next week at the same time, when once again we will be engaged in our favorite occupation on a Friday, the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And here's Keith Richards to celebrate.